Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Welcome to our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Andy Nemchek joining us now, the head coach of the Beloit wrestling team. Nice weekend for your team, coach. Let's go back to Thursday first as you competed against Riley County in a duel and picked up a win there on your senior night, sending Zane Colson and River Paul out with a victory there as far as their last home matches were concerned. So just overall, when you look at that duel, how big was it to pick up a win on senior night and to send them out the right way?
Well, it was a great duel in that these days, usually when we duel, we have a lot of open weight classes where kids just walk out on the mat and get their hand raised, and certainly the fans don't come to see that. They come to see wrestling, and in this duel, we ended up with 13 varsity matches, and we had a couple JV matches, so I think there were 15 matches total, and it turned out to be a good duel. Riley County has had some young kids, but they also had some very good talent on their team that we matched up with. And as you said, our two seniors looked good, had good matches, and won their matches by falls. And a good team win for us, 48-21. And that finishes off our dual meet part of our season. And we end the season with a 7-1 dual record.
So can you pick up that victory? Then on Saturday, varsity and JV went to Phillipsburg there. Just overall, you finished third place. Top finisher there was Colson, who finished in first at 152. But what do you see there on Saturday that you liked at Phillipsburg with a third place finish?
Zane Colson put together a great tournament, dominated his weight class, and as you said, was a champion. We had a couple seconds. Tate Cadle was second at 132 pounds, a freshman for us. River Paul was second at 195 and put together a nice tournament, avenging a loss against a Norton kid. At 113, Connor Cosand was third and put together a nice tournament to bring home a third-place medal. Mason Fuller was fourth at 106, and Braden Burks, a freshman for us, at 182 pounds, finished fourth. And Creighton Johnson, a junior for us at 220, also finished fourth. So it was a great team effort. We came up it was a great team race in 16 teams in the tournament. And we ended up with a tying for third with Norton. Minneapolis won the tournament with 111 points. Abilene was second with 107. And Beloit and Norton were both tied for third at 104, but a good team race, a good tournament. All our kids helped with the team score as far as getting pins, and those bonus points are critical in tournament competition like that, and our kids really stepped up and did a great job with that. So a good team effort for us. On the JV side, we had some kids medal on the JV side. Cameron Conkle was a champion at his weight class, 170. Landon Cadle was a champion at 138. And we had several other finishers that I can't come up with their names right now, but those kids did a nice job also. So it was good to see our team travel together and wrestle together pretty much one last time. And it was a good team win for us. And I'm pleased the way our kids are wrestling at this point before we step on mat next week for the region tournament.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll talk about what's coming up this week for Beloit Wrestling here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, still with Andy Nemchek, the coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team. A couple events to finish out the regular season portion of your schedule here, Coach, this weekend. Thursday you have the league tournament there. Minneapolis, where you head for that. And then Saturday you take some JV to Chapman. What is the prognosis for the team, and what does it look like competition-wise this week for you?
Well, certainly Minneapolis is going to be the team to beat at the league tournament, and you know, we've won the league the last several years, and Minneapolis is very strong this year. You know, we just saw them, of course, at the Phillipsburg tournament, and they beat us by 7 points at the Phillipsburg tournament. So it's going to be a showdown, I think, between us and Minneapolis for the league title, and it's so important in this league tournament is a round robin situation, so our kids will be wrestling in a round robin, and it's so important in these tournaments. If you want to score points, that you got to get the bonus points, you got to get the falls and the tech falls and the major decisions and so on. So that's going to be a key for us to try to win the league. Is we've got to score every point that we can out of every kid that we can, and it should be interesting between us and Minneapolis and for the league title. On Saturday we'll take 7-8 kids to Chapman for one final go at the JV level, and we're looking forward to taking those kids and hopefully seeing some great success for those young kids at the JV level.
Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, well, thank you for the time. Best of luck in your competition this week.
Okay, thank you, Dustin.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
Coming back in our high school wrestling locker room chats here on Katy Country 94, as the Osborne Bulldogs had no competitions here in the past week and decided to give Nate Brown the week off as far as that's concerned. But the Bulldogs and Lance Kayser, they're one wrestler that's still on the mats for them, will compete at the Lincoln Round Robin, the Lincoln Tournament coming up on Thursday. That's this Thursday, February 7th, beginning at 4 o'clock in the afternoon there at Lincoln Junior Senior High School down in Lincoln. So that's what's coming up here for the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team this week, and we'll catch Nate Brown again next week to talk more Bulldog wrestling here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Stay tuned. When we come back from the break, we'll be joined by Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team, on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmen and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmen Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Brock Hutchison joining us, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you had just one event this past week. Rossville came in for a duel on their way to Phillipsburg on the tournament on Saturday, so you dueled them on Friday night there at home. Just overall, what do you see from the team, and how do you feel about the duel there? You pick up a win over Rossville.
Yeah, I think our kids are coming around a little bit, and I know Rossville's a good team, and even we suffered some losses, obviously, but even those losses The kids really wrestled hard, and we had a couple fill-in kids, a couple kids that weren't ineligible and couldn't wrestle, those types of situations. But that when we stepped out on the mat, we competed pretty hard and did what we were supposed to do. We were starting to come around a little bit, so we're looking all right.
What are the things that, and we'll talk about what's coming up here this week in the next segment, but what are the things like you focus on during a week like that where all you have is just a duel, so you're only you're not guaranteed anything, but, you know, just one match for any given participant that week. What are some of the things that you work on during kind of a down week, I guess, like that?
Well, we just focus on, you know, trying to make our mental capacity just a little bit better. You know, I think I told you last week, we don't practice very long. You shouldn't have to. By this time of the year, you should be in pretty darn good shape. And so everything gets really mental from here on. We slow things down a little bit. You know, when we go live, we go live and we go hard. But, you know, drilling-wise, you just try to slow things down, and then maybe you'll throw in a hard drill to get the sweat going, but it's just more mental stuff that you need to work on now, and you just try to keep kids healthy, and obviously you got to make weight for just one day, so it's kind of a plus there, too.
We're talking with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over what's coming up this week for the Redmond wrestlers here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 19th, 20th, and 21st. The planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 19th through the 21st in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
And back in the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Just one event again this week, Coach. Your last competition of the season is a duel at Plainville coming up here to end the regular season, I should say, on Friday night. The Cardinals, a team that you obviously are familiar with in the Mid-Continent League, what do they bring to the table here this year, and how do you feel that you stack up against them in a dual format?
Well, you know, they've had a tradition of having good kids year in and year out, and I think they've got some studs, actually. So we're going to have to get on the mat. We're going to have to compete really well. And, you know, again, we're just going to focus on slowing some things down and getting mentally right, getting prepared, doing those little bitty things, you know, correctly. And hopefully we can get on the mat and compete with Plainville. I know they're ranked in the top 10 as far as team-wise. So, you know, they've got some studs that they're going to throw out there on the mat. And we're just going to have to be ready to roll.
I know we've talked about this late in the season. You should be where you need to be as far as mentally and be prepared for that. As far as your team right now, physically, are you healthy at this point of the season? Obviously, you knock on wood all the time on that, but do you feel pretty good in that area?
Yeah, I do. Other than we lost our six-pounder, and I think he would have had a real good shot of qualifying. He was in a car accident on Monday and not this Monday, last Monday. He ended up breaking his arm in two spots, but, you know, he got lucky. He got lucky as heck, because if you see his truck, it does not look good at all. But we're very, very fortunate where we didn't have to go to a funeral or something like that, you know. And that could take it out of you real quick. Mm-hmm. But he's back at school, and he's doing well, and we're just real fortunate to have him with us. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we're good.
Yep.
Knock on wood.
Exactly. Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you compete with Plainville on Friday.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. I always appreciate the coverage, Dusty.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center and Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Landmark Implement is hosting their annual sprayer clinic at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, Nebraska, February 5th, 6th, and 7th. The Sprayer Clinic offers expansive equipment and technology training on different models of sprayers. Learn about machine maintenance, spray tip selection, and more. We will be offering free dicamba certification to all attendees. Join us February 5th through the 7th in Kearney. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling head coach Tommy Knapp. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by NCKSSports.com.
And welcome back to our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, KatyCountry94.com. Tommy Knapp joining us, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling team. Coach, had a couple events last week, the Harrington Jamboree on Thursday and then the Phillipsburg Panther Classic on Saturday. Let's first go back to Thursday at Harrington. A lot of good results for your team. They had different, you know, A, B, C in some of those weight classes in the brackets. And in your A brackets, you got first place with Brayson Young at 113. Jerry Marenhagen was second at 182. And Trey Barrientes second at 220 for you. And then, like I said, a lot of other good results for you. What were your thoughts overall about the way the tournament went for you and how your kids wrestled there on Thursday?
Well, the tournament overall I thought went really well. It was really nice to have not a late night. I said most of the wrestlers wrestled everybody wrestled two or three matches, and the tournament was done in less than 4 hours, which was really nice. So we got a reasonably early night. For the most part, everybody did an incredibly good job of wrestling. Several of the wrestlers had their best meet of the year so far, which is, you know, always nice when that happens. And they did really well.
So you see the progression of your team now, and then you went to Phillipsburg there on Saturday, a very, very strong tournament every year at Phillipsburg, and this year was no exception. Chance Bath finished in second for you at 145 pounds, was your top finisher. But what do you see at Phillipsburg that you liked, and what was the toughest part about that tournament?
Well, things that I really liked about Phillipsburg is that my wrestlers that have a lot of experience can get a lot of really hard matches, which is very good for them, obviously, but then also the kids that aren't as experienced can wrestle on the JV side and get experience that way as well. The competition was very, very good once again. Chance wrestled two ranked kids, and so that was very good for him. Trey Barrientes' bracket was exceptionally difficult. Most of those kids will probably be at state, so it was a lot of good wrestling for him as well. And then on the JV side, they had most of them got to wrestle kids that they should be able to beat, and a lot of them did have wins on the JV side, which is really good.
And we're talking with Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling team. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over what's coming up this week for Lincoln Leopard Wrestling here on Katy Country 94.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport.
Back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. So with Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling team. Coach, a couple events coming up for your team this week. You have the varsity at home on Thursday with the Leopard invite, and then Saturday you'll take the JV to Chapman. Let's look first at this home invite on Thursday. I know it's always a fun way to finish your regular season in varsity there, is to have that meet at home. What does it look like this year for you as far as the competition, and how you think your team stacks up there?
The bracket should be a little bit larger this year. Most of the teams that are entering in kids have more this year, so that will offer more matches for the average wrestler, which will be good. Getting mat time is an incredibly important thing for improving as a wrestler, so I'm looking forward to that. And the competition overall should probably be a little bit better than it has been, which I'm looking forward to it.
Again, Chapman for the JV coming up on Saturday. This is kind of one of those bigger JV tournaments yearly that teams go to. What does it look like this year, and how important do you think it is for those JV kids to be able to get out one last time before the end of the season here?
I mean, Chapman JV, I honestly, I haven't really looked at it too thoroughly, but I'm going to guess it's going to be pretty similar than years past, which means it will be a pretty good JV tournament. And I really like that the kids, all the JV kids, we kind of say that this is their state or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a nice little thing to build it up for them, to hopefully have them kind of have their best performance. And it's just something nice that they get to compete against similar competition again before the end of the year.
Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for the time again this week, and best of luck in your events here this weekend.
Thank you very much.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams, and Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, SNS Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.